It's my duty as city attorney to call this meeting to order to conduct the first part of the business of the commission tonight, which is the election of the mayor, and then whoever is elected mayor will do the election for the vice mayor. So in that capacity, do I hear any nominations for the post of mayor?
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Lamb as our next mayor.
All right.
And I'll second that.
There's a second. Are there any other nominations? All right, all in favor of Commissioner Lamb continuing as mayor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
And it's up to you to do the vice mayor.
Do I have nominations for vice mayor?
I'd like to nominate Tim Johnson.
Second.
Any additional nominations? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Vice Mayor.
Where are you going to take the oaths? Is it on the agenda?
When shall we do that?
I think that it would be appropriate to do that right now.
Right now? Okay.
All right.
Do you have it?
Yes. So I will be doing the mayor first.
We would like to do them, the three together. Can
okay,
we do that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
And we'll
but
just
you'll
say.
She'll say a blank, state your name, and you'll each have to individually
state
your
name. See, all three will have to state your name.
Do we need to get up at the microphone?
Yeah, come on up here.
And Christy's a notary public, so she is authorized to take oaths under the law of Tennessee.
All right. Y'all can all stand up right up here. Give your hand up.
Ethan.
You come up here? Okay. Your middle seal. Okay. Here we go. Right hand. Okay.
Oh.
I.
Oh, that's right.
I. Debbie Baker.
Oh, I see.
I. Katie Lamb.
I. Tim Johnson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that as city commissioner of the city of Collegedale, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state of Tennessee, and the ordinance of the city of Collegedale.
Christy, let them do it in little short pieces so they can repeat the oath for you.
Okay. I, Debbie Baker,
do solemnly swear,
or affirm, that as city commissioner of the city of Collegedale,
as a city commissioner of the city of Collegedale,
I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state of Tennessee, and the ordinance of the city of Collegedale. I, Katie Lamb.
I, Katie Lamb. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That as city commissioner.
As city commissioner.
Of the city of Collegedale. I will support and defend.
The
Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the state of Tennessee.
And the ordinances.
Of the city of Collegedale. I, Tim Johnson. Do solemnly swear or affirm. That as city commissioner. Of the city of Collegedale. I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the state of Tennessee. And the ordinances of the city of Collegedale. Okay, the next item on our agenda is the invocation, and Commissioner White, would you have our invocation?
Let's bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you that we could be here tonight to do the people's business. I pray that you'll be with us, guide our decisions, and bless all of us that are here and the families that are represented. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yeah.
Commissioner Garver?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Lamb?
Here. In your package, you had the minutes from the November 16 commission meeting. Any corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the November 16 minutes. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. You also had the commission workshop minutes from November the 23rd. Any corrections to those?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the November 23 minutes. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Now's the time we've set aside for comments from our citizens. If you have something to share, we want to hear your voice. And if you'll give us your name and your home address.
My name is Jim Willis. I live at 4120 Bird's Eye View. I'm relatively new to Collegedale, but I've attended a few of your meetings. I'd like to respectfully request that you consider adding an agenda item to future meetings. And so you would show item 3B to be the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
Okay. Shall we take that up at a workshop discussion?
That's your call, Mayor. Yeah. You want to?
We'll add that to our workshop agenda for the month. We won't have January. One in December.
It needs to be January.
It'll have to be our January workshop because of the holidays.
That's the earliest workshop, yes.
Okay. Seems like we used to do that many years ago. I'm not sure why we changed it. And that was probably before most of us were even on the board. But
the only question I have is to the city attorney. Does that need to be added officially by ordinance to this, or can that be in conjunction with the invocation? That's the only question I have.
I think you could do it either way. Because doesn't the mayor set the agenda? So
yes, but see, this list is approved by you as a commission, as an ordinance, in the order that it is. So my only question is, would the commission need to change the ordinance, or would you just go ahead and do it?
Let me review the city code, and I don't see that it's much of a difference, but it'd probably be neater if we had it.
Okay. That's the only question I have, other than that, Mayor, okay. If you want to do it. And
it hasn't been done since I've been on the commission, so.
It used to be done. I know when I first started coming, when Jeff and I did, they used to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and that was before we became on the commission. I don't know why they stopped it.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all's call. So you'll research that, Sam?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that.
Anyone else? I don't see anyone. Okay. Our next item is the unfinished business, and it would be a public hearing. So I will close the commission meeting and open a public hearing on Ordinance 1087. Would you read the caption, please?
An ordinance to amend Title 12, Chapter 1 through Chapter 8, and Chapter 11 and 12 of the City of Collegedale Municipal Code regarding the building, plumbing, gas, property maintenance, mechanical, fire, residential, and commercial energy code to adopt new additions pertaining thereto.
Okay.
And Mayor and Commissioners, I think Andrew addressed that last time. If y'all have any questions, it's just updating us to be within the certain amount of time required by the state code.
And I believe it brings it up to what the other cities around us are doing as well. We have a certain time limit, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we have to be within 7 years most current published code. Hamilton County and Chattanooga have not made this transition yet, but they're aware of the state's requirement as well and will be eventually transitioning to the 18 codes as outlined in front of you.
Okay.
So all the cities will have the same code?
That's correct. Cleveland, Signal Mountain currently have already transitioned to the 18, and I just wanted to be proactive rather than getting the letter from the state, and yeah.
How will this affect current builds? Will they be grandfathered in?
Current builds are still going to be under everything that's still applied for this year. This change would not be going into effect until January 1st at 12:01 a.m.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay, seeing no one from the community has a question, we'll close the public hearing and go back to our commission meeting. We're now ready for discussion or motion.
I make a motion that we move forward with the reading and to amend the title.
Okay. Got a motion to approve?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for ordinance 1087. Roll call, please.
Can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
What are we doing proactively to communicate this out?
What I have typically done in the past is I'll put together kind of a flyer to hand out to contractors, notifying them that, you know, effective January 1st, we'll be transitioning to this with some key highlights and main, drast changes from what we've been currently enforcing. So that way, at least, not only will they be aware of what we're adapting to, but what some of those key changes are and consist of, so that way they won't be completely blindsided.
Okay.
How much of a major change is it again for what's, my concern is we're in the middle of a development,
like halfway about. Correct.
What kind of cost factors is this gonna have towards the future builds?
I really
have that conversation with the contractors yet, or will this catch them off by surprise?
I'll be sure to give them ample notification to where that way they can be aware of it. And John and I are still getting more acclimated what some of these changes consist of, because there are so many. How much dollar wise, I can't necessarily quantify this.
It really ought to be on the basis, Andrew, of like when they pull the permit. If they pull the permit before this goes into effect, then they could have the option to use the new, but otherwise, you know, if the permit is pulled before that time, then they should be able to, they'd kind of be grandfathered.
Sure, absolutely.
And the permit's pulled after that, then obviously the new standard applies.
Correct. Yeah, and the main obvious subdivision that's going to be affected is Barnsley. The most permits are being pulled in that subdivision, so I'll be sure. I've got an email distribution list, and any times when we have issues or clarification, I'll notify them and kind of keep everybody abreast of what's going on. So I'll be sure to send them that email, provided this gets approved this evening.
Any additional questions or discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
No.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
Thank you.
We move on to our new business, and it's the first item is approval of our 20 audit. And you have the copy of it in front of you here, and he is going to go over this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. I want to tell you what a great report y'all have this year. It starts off, and I'll try to go through it quickly because I know I'll take too much time. But in pages 1, 2, and 3, you got the clean audit opinion, which is what you want to get. Pages 4 through 13 is what they call management discussions and analysis. And if you do not like numbers, you just like to read stuff, then I would suggest you read these 10 pages. They're really informative. If you go to page number 6, you can see where we've got on here a really condensed balance sheet, and under the governmental activities, which is the main operating government of the cities, our assets have gone from $24 million to $28 million, which is really good. Our liabilities also increased from $4 million to $7.3 million, but our assets increased more than our liabilities, so that's really good. Under the business type activities, you can see, and business type is basically airport and sewer, you can see the assets went from $15 million to $16.5 million, so that's up $1.3 million. At the same time, our liabilities were $3.7 million both years, are just up slightly. So the great looking balance sheet there. If you turn the page to page number 7, this is, you know, I'm trying to be brief here. Under the governmental activities, our revenues jumped from $10,300,000 to $12,100,000. So substantial increase in our revenues. At the same time, our expenses were $10,200,000 and $10,900,000. So you see our change in net position, which is basically the increase, the profit for the year was $1.2 million for the governmental activities. And if you go over two lines, under 2020, under the business type activities, there were $1.2 million also. So both major sections of governments had a great year, which is so nice to see. If you flip on through the report with me, the next section I want to talk about is on page number 12. And this just highlights the major capital additions that we did last year. We spent on two new dump trucks, $325,000, this new city roof of 128, manhole linings of 122, sewer lines of $2.4 million, and we got four Durangos for $128,000. We made some major purchases and still ended up with a really good year, so that's great to see.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Certainly.
You said we bought two dump trucks?
Yes.
We only paid $80,000 for those. Is this the total asset of those? Because we got grants for those.
Okay.
It's all inclusive. This has got to be the grant and our portion.
Yeah, that would be, the grant comes in as income, but this is what we spent on them. Even though we only paid for a portion of them, the grant money still came in as revenue.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted people out here who heard.
Oh.
That yeah. We spent $80,000 on dump trucks that are grant that we
okay.
didn't spend that
yeah.
total.
Let me just repeat that so everybody understands. The city portion of it was $80,000. The rest of it came from federal funds that came to us. And with those federal funds and our $80,000, we spent we got $325,000 for the dump trucks.
Thank
which
you.
Is great. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, page number 14 is the expanded portion of what we looked at on the first page on the balance sheet. We can see those same numbers again, but you can see where we are. And you see up at the top of the line, under the government activities, we got $10.8 million in cash and $4.1 million under the business type activities. Our city has set ourselves up in a position where when big grants come in, we have the cash to match it. Like what you were saying, we had the $80,000 of cash so we could get the federal monies to buy $325,000 for the dump trucks. The city has now set themselves up in a position, we've got cash on hand, where if big projects come in, we have the matching funds available. So I think that's real important to know, that you're in that position where when future good things come, you can take advantage of those good things. But anyway, we got total assets. Look down here. Under the governmental activities, we got total assets of $28 million, and we got total liabilities of $7 million. So we're 4-1 there. Under the business type activities, we got $16 million worth of assets and only $3.7 million of liabilities. Really good ratios there for a city this size. On page 15, is what I, you gotta turn it sideways, and I'm sorry about this, but this is a requirement, the format they require. If you come down there, three line items from the bottom, that change in net assets that we talked about before, and it's detailed out here, where the governmental activities made $1.2 million, the business activities made $1.2 million, so we had $2.4 million of total revenue last year. Just a super year, super, super year. Okay, now with that, we have finished the presentation on what they call the full accrual basis of accounting, which shows everything in there. On the next pages, they've got it listed down on the fund basis of accounting, which I'm not gonna take time to go through that because I think I'll take too long. I do wanna point out when you go all the way over to page 26, because we have combined the business activities so much. On page 26, you can see the same balance sheet that I talked about before, but split out between sewer and airport. And if you look at the sewer, we got $11,860,000 of assets, and we got $3.6 million of liabilities. Sewer is really capital intensive. It takes a lot of money to build new sewer lines, and then they eventually get paid off. But look at the airport, and I'm really proud of the airport right now. The airport has $4.7 million of assets and only $104,000 of liabilities. So that is great. You know, you see that. And then if you look on page 27, you can see, and I was talking about the airport before, so I'll go to that middle column. They had operating revenues of $428,000, the expenses of $402,000, and then they had intergovernmental revenues of $83,000. So they made $109,000, which is like, yes, I'm glad to see that. The same time the sewer fund took in 3.7, they spent 2.5, they end up with $1,144,000. So both of them ended up with a healthy profit, which I'm so excited to see. Okay, some of the things I do want commissioners to realize, if you flip all the way over to page 39, under the long-term debt, just to show you this, we've got in the general government TML bonds of $418,004 million that are due $4.4 million. And look at the interest rates. It's only 2.98% and 3.95%. So very little interest on these bonds, and we've got this, you know, $4,715,000 that we have borrowed. But you've got to remember, back here before, I talked about the, let me give you the exact number. Oh, I'm sorry. The assets of the general fund had $10,842,000 in cash. So while the general fund owes 4.7, we've got almost twice that money in cash, but we've got ourselves set up to where we can take advantage of, by using our cash for matching funds in the future. On the sewer fund, which I was bragging out just a second ago, their debt is on page 40, and you can see they're in the same position. They've got $2.9 million of debt, and yet they have, I think it was $4 million of cash also. So both the funds have got sufficient cash to where they could pay off the debt, but you don't want to do that because you want to be in that position where you can match those funds in the future. So anyway, I'm just so proud of this report and how good the city's doing. The other thing I want to talk about just real quick is in the very back of the report, and this is where the auditors put the bad things. Go to page 88. We always got to comment on two things, internal control deficiencies. And it was said it's in here during the audit of the financial statements, no deficiencies in internal controls were found. And under material noncompliance, no instances of noncompliance were found. That is great. So just everywhere you look in this report, it's positive news. And so I just want to tell y'all congratulations on getting such a good report. Any questions you'd like to ask me? Well, if not, I'm going to say good night and thank you so much for having me out here tonight. Let me come speak to y'all. Sorry it took up so much time.
Thank you very much. And I want to say thank you to our financial team here for helping us have such a great report. Okay, our next item of business is confirmation of our library name change.
Mayor Lamb, about 2017, 2018-ish, swimming through there, we had kind of rebranded the library from the Collegeville Public Library to the Collegeville Public Library and Community Learning Center. We've been using that name for quite a while, and our library director, Natalie, is here. They're putting in for some grants and doing some different things, and it came to our attention that we may not have actually, as a city, officially voted that name change, even though we've been using it for quite some time. So I guess that's an oversight on our part, but it certainly brands the library into a different scope of things, also being a community learning center. And so we need to go ahead and officially, if the commission so desires, to officially endorse that name change so the library can continue to put in for additional grants, et cetera. Natalie, where's Natalie? Oh, she's behind me. So I didn't see her. You want to further explain that or bring anything up to it or et cetera?
It's kind of a trend nationwide, you know, to take libraries a little bit beyond the traditional definition of the library, because no library now is just about books. We're about learning experiences and different media and trying to create a space where, you know, any information that you need, whether, you know, that's classes or computers or, you know, in our case, musical instruments sometimes. And the name change reflects that broader approach of the library than just the traditional media that we've had in the past.
Okay. Any comments or questions for Natalie?
Will we be changing the name on the outside of the building?
We can, and add that to it, yes.
I think it'd make a good statement for our community to realize
yes.
that it's official. I mean, they don't know that it's not, I don't think, but it just seems to me like that makes a great statement to the community.
Yes, we can do so.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to change the name?
I make a motion, we change the name.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to change the library name. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item is clarification of retiree benefits.
In the workshop, I covered that when Rodney Keaton retired from the city, he was told that if he did not retire at that particular time, because he had his 30-plus years in, that he would need to wait to retire at age 55, so he and his wife would be covered from age 55 to 65. That's our current policy. Mm-hmm. I told him that if he chose to retire then, because we as a city were in the process of putting in a retiree benefit, that he would need to retire then, as in, I think he was 52, or he would need to wait 3 years to get on the plan. He chose then to go ahead and retire, and we granted him to do that. Our actual documentation says that you have to be 55 to 65 to be on the plan. So what we need to simply do is put in a clarification by the commission to honor our word that we gave Rodney earlier, that he and his wife can be on the plan until they reach the age of 65.
Okay.
It's a clerical correction.
Any questions or comments? Understand what that's all about?
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to clarify the retirement benefits. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
Mayor, I would like to pull the employee telecommuting policy approval to make some additional amendments and corrections on that for a future meeting. So if we could not discuss that tonight, I need to make some additional corrections and then resubmit.
Okay. Okay. So our next item would then be a Report from the city administration.
One item. During our annual holiday luncheon this year, Commissioner Baker approached me and asked me about the possibility of, because this has been a most challenging year for all of the staff and everybody, what would be the possibility of adding, just as a one-time thing, the addition of a bonus holiday off, if you will, a bonus day off that's not currently on the books. I told her I thought that would be a good idea, as long as we did it probably over a 2 or 3 month period, to allow the key managers to spread it out with the staff. That, in my opinion, would require commission approval, and I had mentioned to Commissioner Baker that. And so what we're talking about is every employee would simply receive a one-time gift from the commission of one additional day off to be coordinated and scheduled between now and probably March 1. I'll stop there. Commissioner Baker, it was your idea. Can you please add to that?
Yes, I feel like that that we need to show some, I know we show appreciation to our employees and all. This has been a challenging year for all, not just because of COVID, but just for everything and how the stress has come with tornadoes and so forth. I'm not asking the commission to give them more money. I'm asking for them to more like, similar like comp. You know, you've put in all the time. Let's give them the time off. Let them have an extra day to be stress-free or whatever their choosing is to be. This would be based on, I do know that we have different types of pay scales and so forth. It's not that we're going to be adding money to or taking money away from their salary. It's just giving them the time off. And it'll be based upon whatever, if they're a 12-hour day employee or if they're the 8-hour, hourly, whatever. That'll be worked out with the finance department payroll. But I was hoping the city would lean towards this and let's show them our appreciation for what they've done to go beyond and above what most people in a city normally do. And, you know, just a little token of appreciation.
The good news about this, in lots and lots of research, they found that time off is the most valuable benefit that employers can give employees. It's appreciated the most. So I think it's a great idea, and I think all the employees will really appreciate that opportunity, and they have served us well.
So the public works would get 10 hours, police would get 12 hours, and like just as a day?
A day. Whatever your work day is, Commissioner, is the easiest way to do it is here's an additional day. Because each department works different, right. Staffing, et cetera. So the concept would be, here's an extra day, whatever a day is to you.
And it's based upon what their supervisors, the department heads, gives them time to, you know, like I said, to make it out plan-wise so that everybody's off at one time. Because nationally, we can't just shut the whole city right. Down at one time. And but they can give them time to work it, and I think just to give appreciation.
What would happen if an employee wasn't able to take off that day in that 3 month period? Would it be a financial compensation? Would it extend into like just like you know, with people getting sick, if it just wasn't able to be worked in? Because 3 months seems to be a little, could we give it a little bit longer period to be safer?
Sure, if you want to, yeah. If the commission, I'm trying to make sure it doesn't roll in toward the end of the year and we forget about it or something. Right. So if you want to extend it, that's fine. If you want to extend it past March 1 into April 30 or something, that's fine, as long as the key manager keeps up with it and makes sure that everybody takes that day by that certain amount of time. I would not be in favor of cash compensation, because if the employee is off, we can schedule and work with that. If we were to provide cash compensation, that will really throw a wrench in the budget with everybody in the city getting an additional paid day, whereas a day off is a little bit different. We can absorb that in the budget.
So let me ask this, so that if we could do this, you know, a lot of people know if they have something planned in the future that they would just like to have an extra day, depending on what their situation is and so forth. If they were to get it in and put it in before the reasonable time, like you were saying, before the end of the year, for example, if they want to put in now and say, oh, I'd like to be off April 1st, and it's designated or whatever, and it's approved, then let it be ahead and before the end of the term that, you know, starts, you know, before the year starts. I think that would be okay. That gives them a little bit more flexibility, if, you know, if they may want to go to a wedding or something, who knows? That's their choice.
I would suggest to Commissioners Baker and White that we move the deadline a little bit to maybe April 1, because as you are well aware as commissioners, April 1, it gets to be a madhouse around here. We get into budget, we get into everything. We're trying to keep track of preparation for to submit a lot of different mm-hmm. things. And so if we could kind of have that categorized and taken care of before we get into the fiscal quarter, the last fiscal quarter of the budget year, that would be helpful to us. I invite the key managers to speak freely if you agree with me on that. We got a lot to keep up with, and April 1, it really gets heavy around here with everything we're trying to keep up with.
Well, that would give them 3.5 months to decide what day they would like.
Yes.
So one quick thing. So if an employee gets this day off.
Yes, sir.
And they quit January 2nd, for example, they haven't used that day. They're just out that day. That's not a cash payout to anybody.
That's correct.
We'll keep that totally separate from their normal PTO.
That's correct. If they fail to take their bonus day, mm-hmm. they're out. Because it's not a cash award. It's an additional day as an existing employee. That's correct.
It's kind of like getting tickets to go to a movie. If you don't go to the movie, you just lost seeing it.
Well, I'm there with you. That's why I wanted clarification.
That's a good analogy. Yes, that's a good comparison.
It's always good to clarify.
And they can always not take it. It's their choice.
Yeah, they wouldn't be required to take a day off. They would be allowed to take a day off.
Yeah, you know, it's free choice.
And the key managers with large numbers will obviously be trying to get someone to take them right away, or they'll all come up on the last week. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So, I mean, there's going to be some process involved.
Yes.
And they'll all deal
yeah,
with that.
And that's why we're asking them to coordinate their own different departments and make sure that it's spread out and the staffing is appropriate.
Yep.
And this would be staffing as of today that's on the payroll, not new people coming on.
That's correct.
December
15th. Because it's based upon the previous work efforts of folks dealing with all they dealt with through the year, yes.
Well, I agree with Phil. I think it's excellent for, you know, we all need a mental health day is what I'm going to call it, just
yep.
a day to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the employees, if we pass this, will do that and not wait to the last minute, because personally, if you wait to the last minute, you waited too late, because other more pressing issues may come up between now and then. So.
And we do need to stress that it's not for them, and it's not because I'm being selfish or cheap or whatever. I just don't feel like the intent of what I'm wanting to do is not to give money or pay. So, okay, well, I'm not going to take that day. Can I have the payout for it? No, that's not what this is about.
Agreed.
You know, they need to really understand that.
In this case, with a tough year, the time off has more value.
The time off has more value.
Absolutely.
And they can do that without being worrying about losing their sick day or having to take a vacation day or
correct.
Whatever.
I move to approve.
Yes, sir.
Did you get all of that down so we know exactly what he's moving? Okay.
With an April 1st deadline.
April 1st.
Right?
Yeah. Day off. Bonus day off.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
No more business.
Okay. Commissioner White?
Nothing tonight except for Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy your time off.
Okay. Commissioner Garver?
Yeah, I got a couple things. First of all, I'd like to say I'm looking forward to 2 more years of working with this group of commissioners. Great group. It's great to see the trees going in this weekend that we got with a grant. And it's going to really do a lot of positive things for the park and the greenway. Looks very, very nice. I love the new pole banners all over town. They look great. I mean, they're really looking nice. And sorry, Eric's not here, but whoever ordered those, pass that word along if you don't mind. They look really, really nice. And last but not least, the after tomorrow, Wednesday, is Katie's birthday.
Aww.
Go Mayor.
Hey. 29.
49, yes.
29.
Oh, 29.
I doubled quick.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else?
No.
That's it. Commissioner Baker?
No, I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to be able to serve again. I'm really looking forward to working with each and every one of you. And we already cleared what I had on the agenda and I appreciate y'all voting and being supportive of it.
Vice Mayor?
I appreciate Eric's not here, but I do appreciate him pushing the contractor for the Tupper Road to get part of it repaved. I had quite a few people in the community, both emails and calls, say that we were hauling big trucks in with heavy equipment, low boys with big excavators on it out Tupper Road. And Tupper Road has taken a beating because it was not built to our specs when it was Hamilton County years ago before we annexed it. I'm hoping that we can continue once this project is complete, get the contractor to agree to pave it all the way out to maybe Homewood. Because it's really taken, it's still where they didn't pave, it's still cracked pretty good.
And that's Tupper, correct?
Yes.
I actually met with the contractor on that, and the loads are going to get heavier.
Yeah, and so that's my concern right there, because at the top of that big hill, it would just crumble. Well, and again, it was not built to the specs we're used to.
It wasn't, and logistically, that's the only way for them to build a 60-foot tall bridge. So all the pylons and girders and heavy concrete is coming up cover.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So you can help address that, please, with the appropriate folks, contractors, Eric, et cetera. Thank you. Eric's on vacation today.
That's all I have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Phil, for mentioning my birthday.
You're welcome. She'll get even.
You know, there's a certain age you don't worry about birthdays anymore.
Apparently, but you haven't reached that.
I haven't reached it yet. Yeah. Well, thank you. I don't have anything tonight. If there's...
Mayor, I have two things I've been reminded of.
Okay.
First of all, the workshop, as you know, we failed to get you the copy of the Library Strategic Plan. My bad, you know, a lot of things doesn't happen when Christy's not here. That's how valuable she is. But you did get a digital copy of that. I think that you all probably reviewed that. Natalie does need an official vote from the commission sanctioning the library strategic plan that she sent you a copy of. So
okay. That, I did read it through, and I think you have a lot of work ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it'll be very beneficial for our library and our city.
I move to approve that, Natalie.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the strategic plan for the library. Roll call.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garber?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
The other thing is Tracy and Christina, Parks and Recreation, and I'm sure joining with David Bartow and many others that I may have failed to mention, worked very hard to put on our first annual tractor swing. We appreciate that. It was an interesting event last night. It was well attended. We had over a dozen or 12 or 13, I think, Tracy, tractors, including a little small tractor decorated by a small child who actually won second place. It was an enormously successful event. I personally talked to all the tractor owners and they said there'll be more here next year because there's a COVID concern this year, et cetera. They were excited about the uniqueness of this. It was clearly a kid-friendly event, family-friendly event. The band was outstanding, just outstanding. Swing band, Christmas music, all of the above. It was a really, really nice event for our city that will be held on an annual basis. It was neat to see it come together. And then I saw Vice Mayor Johnson there last night. It was a neat thing to see all those tractors decorated. Was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So it was a very successful event at the Commons. We had a lot of positive feedback from people from Dayton, from Ray County, from Athens, McMinn County, Bradley County, other areas around us that came up to visit this event. I think we had a guesstimation of about 1,600 people that came to that. In and out, and so between that and the food trucks and everything else, it was an enormously successful event, especially in the COVID era. We anticipate next year it being even bigger, and Tracy, you did a wonderful job. Thank you. Do you have anything to add to that? She said no. So anyway, good stuff, and so thank you all for that, and it was a neat event. That's going to be a Collegedale tradition and a unique tradition for Collegedale going forward. But nobody does that at Christmas, celebrating tractors and music and all of the above.
Okay.
Mayor, I've got one other thing. The three of you who are reelected need have got to sign the oaths that you took a little while ago, so when you don't leave without seeing Christy.
Okay. Anything else?
No, ma'am, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, do I hear a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second? We're adjourned.
Ethan?
Good. Wow. Good thing you made it to the line.